if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Radio Free Long Island. Off to a galloping start, let's just say. We've got all sorts of things planned for the next hour and few minutes, next 2 hours and change. We're going to be hearing from Bunky and Spunky. Their first installment will be in just a few moments, so don't go away for that. No, stay tuned for that. We got to try to remain calm, cool, and collected, for sure. And Eric's in the back typing something out or something. I'm not exactly sure what he's up to. And we've got all sorts of neat things coming up. So why don't you just stay tuned to 90.1 FM. We'll be right back. Well, that's rather indicative of the pace assumed here on Radio Free Long Island. Now, Eric just was in the back, and he'll be back from the back in just a moment. In fact, he's walking through the door right now with his handy-dandy microphone. Careful of that microphone.
Oh, sorry.
Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Too big, if you ask me.
Well, yeah, plug it in the right one. Two.
Guess I did the wrong one, folks. Okay.
Yeah, Eric plugged it in the wrong one. So this must be right.
That is working.
Okay, very good. Great. Hey. Moving right along here. You don't have any headphones. So he doesn't know exactly.
At this point, it's lucky that the only thing I don't have is headphones. If you can understand that.
Well, we just heard from Bunky and Spunky.
Yes, a PDA, right?
A PDA from Bunky and Spunky.
Public disservice announcement.
Correct.
Very nice, very nice. And it's good to know that they care.
They do care. And that... It's really...
Especially, I still haven't gotten over that informative session about Blasting Caps last week.
That was an interesting play that should not be taken lightly.
No, I don't know about you kiddies out there or even you grown-ups, but I have not played with Blasting Caps all week long, and I owe it to Bunky and Spunky.
And no one else.
Right, no one else. I certainly hope that people out there have not been playing with Blasting Caps this week, or any week for that matter.
Yeah, right. That's true. That's very true. Well, if you were with us last week, there were a couple of things we wanted to do, but we couldn't. One of them was get a pizza.
Oh, well, that was Frank's fault. Frank Berget, our chief technical engineer person, who mysteriously disappeared again tonight, but...
Hey, that's for his own protection.
Yeah, it is for his own protection. Last week he told us that we could get a pizza up until 4 o'clock in the morning, and we believed him.
No, he said 5.
Did he say 5 o'clock?
He said 5.
Well, anyway, we called the place at 3... No, we called the place at 2:30, and...
They had closed.
They had closed. We starved the rest of the night.
That's true.
No place is open.
None.
On a Friday night at,
none
at
3
o'clock in the morning. And we paid Frank back for that.
We sure did.
I don't think we were too cruel, do you?
Well, no, not too cruel.
I think we were just right.
Just cruel. Fine, just fine.
Yeah, just fine. Why don't we hear some more of that fascinating, invigorating stuff underneath us? And in a few minutes, I believe we have an episode of Lou Plant coming up.
Lou Plant's right? Coming up at 1.
All right.
In about 2 minutes from right now, in fact.
And this is
Radio Free Long Island
on WUSB
Stony Brook. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Lou Plant, editor of a big city newspaper. It's not a fun life, and it's not easy either. Sometimes the coffee's cold and the donuts stale. It can get pretty rough, but that's the way I like it. Tuesday, November 24th. I get a telephone call. I answer it. Hello, Lou Plant here.
Yeah, I'd like a large pie with mushrooms and anchovies. Could you send it to 13 Barker Drive straight away?
It was at that moment that I realized that something was going on. There was a story in this somewhere. I called in my ace reporter, Slossy. Hey, Slossy, come in here. Tell me what you think of this.
Yeah, boss?
Now, listen. For the last two... Slossy, have you been drinking again?
Who, me? I'm as sober as a lamppost. I can even stand on one foot, see?
Slossy, pick yourself up off the floor and listen to me. Now, for the last 2 weeks, this office has been getting nothing but calls for pizza and Chinese food. I don't like it. Something's going on. And we have to find out what it is, because, Slossy...
Yeah, boss?
We have an obligation to the public. Monday, November 30th. Slossy's been out investigating the story for nearly a week, and the calls haven't let up. Today somebody wanted to know if we had Peking duck. I decided to put our chief photographer, the Lizard, onto the case. There could be some pictures in this story. Hey, Lizard, get over here.
Hey, well, man, what's happening?
Lizard, I want you to go out and find Slossy. He's working on a really big story, and there might be some pictures.
Oh, pictures? Stop, man. I should get my camera this time, right, Lou? Huh?
Yeah, that would help, Lizard, and make sure there's film in it, too.
Film what? Film? Oh, yeah, right. I'll get some film and a camera.
Now, listen carefully, Lizard. I want you to find Slossy, and when you do, call me back and let me know what's happening. Got that?
Call Slossy and let him know what I'm doing. What am I doing?
No, you find Slossy and tell me what he's doing.
Slossy?
Right.
What's he doing?
I don't know. That's what I want you to find out.
Wait a minute, man. Just wait a minute. Now, let me get my head together now. You want me to go out onto the street and find Slossy and tell him what you did?
No, tell me what he did.
Oh, tell you what he did.
Right. Now, here's a dime. You can call me from the payphone.
Oh, wow, Lou. Thanks a lot, man.
Don't mention it, Lizard.
There's just one more thing.
Yeah, kid.
Who's Slossy?
Good old Lizard. I knew he'd come through. And you know why? Because I had the best newspaper staff in the whole world. Thursday, December 17th. I met Mrs. Primrose, the owner of our great newspaper, for lunch. I was feeling so good that I offered to take her out to the most expensive place I know of, on me.
I can't remember the last time I was in a taco tavern, Lou.
Only the best for a fellow quid person, Mrs. Primrose.
Well, I appreciate the gesture, Lou, but I'd really like to talk to you about the paper for a moment, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, go right ahead.
Well, I've been thinking about a couple of members of our staff. Slossy and Lizard, to be precise.
Yeah, two great guys.
It seems to me, Lou, that whenever you put either one of them on a story, they disappear for weeks at a time. And I really don't see how...
Are you kidding? Slossy and Lizard are the best. The very best. And I just know they'll come through on this story. They're professionals.
Well, I don't know, Lou.
Don't you worry, Mrs. Primrose. You'll see. And I was right. 6 months later, Slossy came back.
Hey, Lou, how you doing? Where you been?
Slossy, you're back. Did you do it? Did you break the story?
What story? Hey, Lou, I haven't been getting my paycheck.
The pizza and Chinese food scandal. That's what you've been doing all this...
Oh, that reminds me, Lou. I'm going out to go for some Chinese food. Here, take a look at this menu.
Slossy, that menu. Look at the phone number. Charlie's Pizza and Chinese Food, 555-4216.
Yeah, so?
Well, our phone number is 555-4217. That explains why we're getting those mysterious phone calls. We're the victims of a slipped digit. Slossy, you're a genius.
Oh, shucks, boss.
Where's the Lizard?
Lizard? I haven't seen him in months.
He's probably getting some dynamite pictures for tomorrow's issue. What a story. And we'll be the only paper in town that has it. Hey, guys, knock off that assassination story. This is going on page one. I knew you'd make me proud of you, Slossy. Sure, it's rough being a newspaper editor, but having the staff of the Los Angeles Crib at your side makes it all worthwhile. Radio Free Long Island on WUSB Stony Brook. Sydney Shriver, where are you?
fucking love in it.
Well, you're tuned to Radio Free Long Island, where we are anxiously awaiting the report of Sidney Schreiber. Now this. Deep within the Health Science Center at the State University of New York at Stony Brook, the most terrifying experiment in the history of science is out of control. Altered cats.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
music of madness. Madness, of course. That's the state we're in here at the radio station. We just got a report in from Sidney Schreiber down from the South Shore. He said he was in Patchogue. He was heading east towards Smith Point. But we should be getting to him shortly, for sure. More music from the Fabulous Titans. Why not? Sounds good at the wrong speed, doesn't it? Back on the air here. This time it's Eric's turn trying to get through to the Mysterious telephone booth someplace in London. It's about 6:30 Saturday morning over there right now. Boy, I tell you, things are really in a mad state over here at the radio station as well.
Yeah, I don't understand. Why is it every time we go on mic, I end up carrying my microphone into the other room?
Because you just can't make your cues, that's all. I'll tell you what, I'll let you sit here then.
Oh, thank you, okay? A scholar and a gentleman. Remember, this one's on your bill.
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to answer that phone. It being a payphone somewhere in England... It's not likely that anyone's going to answer and want to talk to us. So, I won't have to pay anything for it, I guess. Of course, somebody has to answer that phone sooner or later, as is the case with any phone in the world.
Let's wait for about an hour. That way you'll pay for
it. Oh, no, wait a second. When it was on your bill, you didn't want it to ring any more than 2 minutes, if that much.
Okay, give it 2 minutes.
Now it's suddenly hours. Now, I can't accept that. I'm sorry. Are you through plugging the mic in?
Yeah, I'm through plugging
the mic in. Okay, let me turn the mic on. Are you there?
Hi there.
Hi, he's there. Okay, great.
No, I'm someplace else.
I wonder about that sometimes.
I'm going to bump into this.
All right, bump into it. Listen, we are about to make the same mistake we made last week in
which
that the pizza place closes at a certain time and we're going to miss it.
I'm not into pizza right now. I'd rather have
Well, no, you might not be right now, but certainly in an hour or so.
What are you talking about? You don't have any money anyway.
Well, that's what I lead people to believe.
You still owe me a dollar from that turkey sandwich I got you before.
Oh, okay. Thanks for reminding everybody about that.
Can we get a hold of Sidney Schreiber?
Not at the moment, I don't think. Well, he called, like you said, a couple of minutes ago, but he was on his way to, what did you say, Smith Point?
I think that's what he mentioned. He was calling from Patchogue, mm-hmm. and apparently things are in just a sad shape down there as they are up here.
I know he doesn't have an FM radio in his car, so I'm going to say this now. I think the man is a little bit bonkers.
He is wacko.
I mean, why is he going to Smith's Point? It's, for God's sake, what's the date today? It's February 21st or something crazy
right.
like that?
What's the temperature at?
49 degrees.
That's why he's going to Smith's
Point.
Well,
that's not that bad, but even so, it's drilled in people's heads that it's February. You don't go to a beach at night in February, do you? Well, maybe
he does.
He does, yeah. I guess there's always one.
Well, who knows? Maybe he'll meet up with somebody down there.
I'm sure he will. Probably a state trooper or something.
Well, he's going to get his rear end in jail.
For last week, too.
You can't. You're not going to get through at that phone either. You might as well hang it up.
Oh, England, you mean?
Yeah.
I totally forgotten about it actually, but I'm certainly relieved.
It's an interesting background noise, though. Yeah. Why don't you leave it on just for the hell of it?
Well, we'll leave it on for a little while.
Okay. Good enough.
Okay, that was fun. All right. 133 we have here on Radio Free Long Island, WUSB. We have more things coming your way. Sidney Schreiber will be getting to us sooner or later.
We'll be right back. again, honey?
I'm sorry. You know we're out of neutrinos.
I know. I don't have any gluons.
Why don't you call the Fermi National Accelerator Lab? They say those men have plenty of gluons.
Maybe I should call Fermi National Accelerator Lab.
Yes, the people at Fermi National Accelerator Lab can fill all your subatomic particle needs. If you require anything from alpha particles to pi mesons, just give us a call. Call 480-3991. Say, don't forget, send before midnight Tuesday. Our operator is standing by at 480-9311. Call us collect at 480-3911. Do it now!
Call up, I don't wanna kill. trouble. Yeah. So stepping up the street with my little girl. With the papers to her ankles. It's up to her what she really wants to do. It's up to you, you, and strictly you and you. What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the specials.
Yeah. What is this stuff
on
you call
Radio
music?
Free Long Island. Hey, the specials from their first album, and it's Up to You.
Up to Me?
And before that, we heard something from the brand new Clash album called The Call Up, and it's Up to You Not to Hear The Call Up. Very interesting music here, sort of rebellious, and I think songs we'll be getting used to in the coming decade.
No, in the coming 20 minutes, probably.
Probably in the coming 20 minutes.
Hey, well, we're going to be getting. We're playing so much music.
Why are we playing so much music? Because music is what is in, Mike.
It's the common denominator.
People like to hear
it
music. I'm sure people prefer to hear music than people that just, you know, drone on and on
and on and on
anything.
And on. Never really say a thing, and they just keep talking on.
Right,
and on
sometimes
and on.
There are two of them.
And
sometimes
they never stop,
talk back and forth, and they talk
and
over
they
each
never
other.
Talk. They never finish talking.
Nobody listens. They don't listen.
Yeah, we don't
it's
even.
It's a waste of time. It's a waste of airplay. So. At a quarter to two, we are going to have a
live
another remote report coming
for
up
real?
Shortly. If the person who is going to give us that live remote report is out there, you can call us now because on the special line that we have provided for
the
you.
The red line?
On the red line. The red line would be good. The blue line is fine, too.
How about the green line?
Don't call on the green line.
No, the green line's busy. Don't do that.
No, it's been on the fritz lately. The red, white, and blue line really shouldn't be touched at this point due to the world situation, but...
We ended up ordering a pizza.
We did. Much to Mike's...
chagrin, because
right.
I just ate a yogurt, and plus we got the Bunky and Spunky candies out.
Yeah, I have one of these yogurt things in my hand again, too, and... well, Mike,
now, what flavor did you have last week? Did you have lemon last week?
I think I had
well?
Lemon last week, too, but...
Boy, we have to expose you to the realm of flavored yogurts.
Well, last week, I believe that's the call, and we'll answer it in a second. Last week, I went on for about 20 minutes as to how I was one of the few people left who didn't like yogurt and didn't want to like yogurt.
But now you do.
Well, I wouldn't say I've gone that far, but it's all right. I can accept it. I can live with it now. I don't want to say it's you know, taken me over like it's taken over, you know, some people I know, because that would be scary. It would just wouldn't. But it is good stuff. It's all right.
Yeah.
Now, we have a live report from somewhere in Long Island. Let's see if we can get this.
Pick them up on the...
Here.
Yeah. Pick them up on the regular one first.
Radio Free Long Island.
Yes, it is.
Hey.
And this is your live remote reporter, Harry Reasonable, speaking to you from top of the world. And tonight, my topic is how I view the world. I've been all around this great wide world, and I've seen all kinds of things, but to keep it short and sweet and to the point, here's my worldwide checklist. I'm in favor of gas and good gold from Mexico, opposed to drowning baby seals in Greenland, for making ice cubes in Iceland, against violence in Northern Ireland, for French fries, against Greek sex, in support of detente and salt with Russia, but feel if we tried it with China, and they did disarm, an hour later they'd want their arms back and their legs, for Italian sausage against Turkish taffy, opposed to minority rule in South Africa, but for the boat people in Botswana, for Chad against Jeremy. No opinion on Australia. Love New Guinea, hate Old Guinea. I feel the only good Indian Ocean is a dead Indian Ocean. I wish the Canadians would go back where they came from. Love the Alaska pipeline, hate the stupid antelope. Against Spanish rice, against Polish sausage and spam. Hate Transylvanian blood cheese. Proper con envoy. Think Iran. Iran is a great name for the place the Shah got out of in a real hurry. Thrilled to Entebbe. Soiled my pants on the Midnight Express. Four French postcards against Danish operations. In favor of Belgian waffles, Moscow girls really knock me out. I hate Congolese, Latvian pixels. Love the Congo, play the bongos. Love Paraguay, hate Uruguay, love Mayaguay. Hate Sudan, Iran, Iraq, Quebec, Libya, Liberia, Nigeria, Liberia, Antioch, Halifax, Vladivostok, Mauritania, and Three Mile Island. Love Peking, Semi-Planitska, Cuban Cigars, Tijuana Gold, Somali Republic, Goose Bay, Pagoda, and the Isles of Langerhans. Finally, I'd love to have been born in Borneo, but I really hate the Finnish.
Well, I hate to see you finish there, Harry. That was admirable. It really was. Is that the way you truly feel?
That's my view of the world from the top.
Well, I was hoping...
High above beings of normal intelligence.
I was hoping, quite honestly, that you would say something about my favorite place, which is Albania. Do you have any comment on that?
Albania?
Yes.
I think that the Albanians are nice people. I don't know any Albanian ethnic jokes offhand. Otherwise...
Well, that's because there aren't any, believe it or not.
There aren't any? Well, we'll have to work on that for next week, then, won't we?
I believe they're illegal, and if you make one up, something happens to you.
Well, then we ought to, we'll just have to kind of keep it under our hats. You do have a hat, don't you?
Well, I'll get one, certainly.
Well, if not, we can always arrange for one to be shipped to you for your birthday. Only $5.95.
Only $5.95 for my birthday. Wonderful. Fantastic.
Well, since it is your birthday, when is your birthday, by the way?
Not for a long time, actually, so I won't be able to benefit from this for a while.
Well, look, we'll make it for your last birthday, huh?
For my last birthday? Okay, that sounds fair. What kind of hats do you have?
Nice ones.
Well, that's the only kind I would get.
Are you a size 4?
You know, I never thought about it. I never thought about what number my head was.
Well, you better have one checked out.
Yeah, I'll look into that, and, Same time next week, compare notes. Sounds good to me. Okay, Harry Reasonable, reporting live on Radio Free Long Island. Where are you reporting from, Harry?
Top of the world.
On top of the world.
One.
Okay, well, we have reporters all over the place then. And, all right, we'll hear from you next week. So long. Well, Harry Reasonable there with a surprise report, actually. We weren't even expecting to get that. And very interesting view of the world. Mike.
What did I miss?
You missed a very interesting report from Harry Reasonable about just about everything there is in the world.
I was just informed.
How people got that. Okay, what do you have here?
Well, a gentleman just called up. He informed me that trying to call London at this time of day is senseless.
Well, I
well,
know
no,
it's,
not...
It's 7
calling,
o'clock in the morning or something
well,
on Saturday.
I shouldn't say call London... I should be more... Eat that yogurt, man. He's really getting into this yogurt.
That's because there's nothing else here. Oh, by the way, are we going to have somebody downstairs to meet those pizza people?
Yeah, they're going
to
call us.
Oh, okay.
Anyway...
Just checking.
This gentleman called up and said, well, gosh, the London railway stations don't open till 7 o'clock.
Oh. Well, so if that's the case...
Then we're just going to have to keep calling after 7 a.m. over there.
Over there at 7 a.m. Well, let's find out right now what time it is in England.
Okay.
Okay, we can do that very quickly. Let me just call the local information center that knows everything there is to know about anything.
The operator.
Your friendly local operator.
Paul, can I help you?
Yes, operator, can you tell me what time it is in London right now?
Sure, hold on a moment, please.
Okay. It's wonderful how you can ask an operator anything and get an answer.
Operators are so helpful.
They are 5 hours ahead of us, sir.
Okay, so it's almost 7 o'clock there now.
Right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye. Okay, so in 8 minutes, the railway stations in London will be open. And guess whose turn it is next, Mike?
It'll be my turn, I guess.
Okay, we'll get to that then. Right now, though, we're going to get to another song by the Specials, and Sidney Schreiber hopefully will be coming up very soon. We really can't put up with these delays any longer. I have to tell him that.
Yeah.
Let's go to the nightclub.
Watching the girls go by, spend their money on. I creep, but not that night. What am I doing here? What in the hell go by spending money on? Hey, I don't work, cause I don't have to. I don't have to work, there's no work to do.
Yeah.
themselves are the busboys. Respect from minimum wage rock and roll. Well, Mike has just left us for a little while. He's gone downstairs to get our pizza, which supposedly has arrived, I hope. And he'll be back very shortly. But while he was gone, we finally got a call from Sidney Schreiber. He is ready for a report at last. And we're going to switch right to him in, just about 2 seconds. This is WUSB Stony Brook. And now we have a live report from Sidney Schreiber. I believe he's on the South Shore around Smith's Point area. Let him tell you about it. This is Sidney Schreiber, and tonight we're on the South Shore of Long Island over at Smith's Point Beach. Now, I bet you're wondering who would be crazy enough to be out here on a Friday night in the middle of winter. Well, get ready for a surprise, because there are nearly 20 cars here in the parking lot, and each one of them seems to have at least two people inside. So that gives us plenty of Long Islanders to talk with, so let's go right over and meet them. Well, here's one of those nice-looking vans that we'd all like to get one day. Let's see who's inside. Hello? Could you open up the window, please?
What the hell do you want?
We'd just like to chat with you as a fellow Long Islander. Maybe you can tell us about this van of yours. It really looks like a nice model, and it's,
Yes, it is a very nice van, and I'd appreciate it if you keep your cotton picker hands away from it.
Well, you seem to be very protective of your van, and I can't say I blame you. How about telling us why you brought your van to this parking lot by the beach on a Friday night?
Hey, if you can't figure that out for yourself, I'm sure it's not like I explain it to you.
Well, all right, that seems reasonable. But perhaps you'd like to discuss...
Listen, what is your problem? Are you some kind of pre-bird or something? Get out of here and leave us alone before I call the cops.
Well, why don't we just move on and talk to some more Long Islanders? I see a sports car over there. It looks like there's something going on inside it. Why don't we just walk over there and see what kind of people we can meet? Well, it's a nice night tonight. It looks like we might be getting a little rain, but that would be a welcome relief. Oh, here we are. And would you believe it? The window to the sports car is open. That's how warm it is tonight. Let's look inside and see what's going on. Hello, what are you two people doing? What's wrong? We think I've upset these people. I don't really know what's going to... Oh, it looks like they're getting ready to leave. Well, it was nice visiting with you, and maybe we'll see you again someday. Yes, maybe we'll do that. Long Islanders are so fascinating sometimes. Let's go over to this pickup truck and see if these people can let us know what the big event is here tonight. Hello, sir. Can you step out of the truck for a minute, please?
What's the matter? What's going on? Are you a cop or something? Listen, I didn't do nothing. I was just...
No, we're not the police. We're Radio Free Long Island.
Well, what the hell does that mean?
It means, sir, that you're on the radio right now, and this is your chance to tell our listeners just what you're doing and why you're here.
I'm on the radio? Now?
That's right, sir. And I can see that news excites you a little, but don't worry. The fact that millions of people are listening to your every word wears off after a couple of minutes.
Well, listen, pal, I don't want to be on the radio. What if my wife is listening?
I'm sure she'd be very proud of you. Now, I was going to ask you your name, but I see you have it printed on your jacket. You're Rodney McCleskey, is that right?
Oh, no.
And who's this lovely lady you have with you?
Oh, that's it. I'm going to kill you. You just destroyed my entire life. You had it, buddy.
Well, I certainly seem to have hit a sore spot there. I'd like to talk about it a little bit more, but I'm afraid we're out of time right now. For Radio Free Long Island, this is Sidney Schreiber over at Smith's Point Park.
Let me out. I'm going to straight out like a run of yours in the ocean. I'm going to throw you right after it, pal.
Could you please try to calm down for a minute, Mr. McCleskey? I don't think the guys at the studio turned off my mic yet.
Well, I'll be happy to do their work for them. Let me have that thing.
Hey, get your hands off my microphone. I had that specially engraved. What do you think you're doing?
You're going in the water, baby.
Hey, come back.
Here's my microphone.
Oh, boy. He seems to have done it again, Mike. Yeah, well, that's it, I tell you.
That's the last microphone he's getting from this radio station, I can tell you that.
Well, it's his. He had it personally engraved, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but he charged it to the station.
That's true, too.
Sidney Schreiber. Oh, boy. Well, I don't know if he'll be back next week. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. Maybe he will move down to a station in North Carolina or something like that. Let's think about that. 48 degrees we have outside now. 5 minutes after 2 o'clock, Radio Free Long Island on USB-FM.
WUSB.
WUSB-FM.
Stony Brook.
Right, and don't forget, we'll be calling up England again, I guess, in a few minutes, right?
Yeah, on my bill.
On Mike's bill. And there's a good chance somebody's going to pick up today because it's after 7 o'clock
down in England, and
they opened up the tubes.
They opened up the tubes. Is that a tube? That's just like a subway, isn't it?
Mm.
Okay, so that will be open now, and unless it's different on Saturday.
We just got our pizza.
Well, you did anyway.
Well, you know, this guy, Eric, whenever we get pizza around here, he always waits until after it's cold and mold starts forming on it before he starts to eat it.
Excuse me. Okay, thanks for telling the folks that. Let's hear something from the Boomtown Rats.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Banana Republic. Thank you.
Well, we're hearing music from the Boomtown Rats.
Thank you, operator.
And we've just hooked up to the payphone in London again. And, Mike, do you have a look of desperation on your face? Because I think you realize that there's a very good chance someone's going to pick up that phone and it's going to be billed to your house. This is a very exciting sort of game we play. It's got all the... we have a pickup.
Hello.
Hello.
This is the Chinese embassy. Who do you want?
This is the Chinese embassy?
Chinese embassy?
This is the Chinese embassy. Who do you want?
Oh, geez. I think I have a wrong number, actually, but... I can speak to you if I can. You're in London, England, right? Hello?
I think somebody in the Chinese embassy just hung up on us.
Hello?
Who told you that was a payphone in England? That was the Chinese...
No problem here?
Hello, operator. I just want to see if I was connected to the right number here.
Yes?
834-4799?
834-4799.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, I must have been given the wrong number then.
Is there something I can do?
Pardon me?
What is the number? What is the number for?
Actually, I was given the wrong number. Could I arrange for credit, please?
Why don't you arrange for credit by yourself?
Hello? I'll just
babble on.
Yeah.
That was kind of embarrassing, folks. We thought we were calling a payphone in a train station in England.
Okay.
Why don't you turn your mic off so that...
Mm-hmm.
Mike...
Okay, right.
Turn your mic.
Okay, thank you.
It splashes Pepsi in your face.
Fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care of it. And
Frank Berg is going to get it this time.
last week he told us the pizza place closed at 4 when it closed at 2.
No, he said 5.
5 when he meant 2.
Burgered.
And this week he gives us a phone number to a payphone in London, which turns
out to be
the
Chinese embassy.
Excellent. Fantastic. We should have stuck on with that guy. And
he might have something interesting to say. He hung up.
Don't take that. Okay, well, this is radio, folks, and things like that happen now and then. But right now we're going to listen to... what are we going to listen to? We're not going to listen to anything because there's nothing ready for us to listen to. Is there, Mike? Mike, you really shouldn't be on the phone.
Well, Eric, you can... Excuse me, Eric. Eric, you can handle it, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, I can handle it, certainly.
What do you want me to do? Hang on just a second. Press this button here.
Why don't you press that button there?
Okay, we have an edit... We have an editorial, even though they're not allowed, coming your way right now.
To hell with it.
Hi. Can I have your attention for a few moments? I'd like to talk to you about diarrhea. It's disgusting, isn't it? In fact, it's probably one of the most disgusting things I can think of. And yet the radio waves are full of people discussing and describing diarrhea, constipation, hemorrhoids, and pimples. Do we as Americans have to take this sort of abuse sitting down? Certainly not. Stand up. That's right, stand up and go over to your radio. Now grasp it firmly between your hands and yank that cord right out of the wall. Good. Now go over to your window and make sure it's open. Take your radio, and even if it's not open, throw it right through that window. That's right. Throw it as far as you can out of that window. Great. Now, lean out of your window and yell to your neighborhood. I'm sick of hearing about diarrhea and constipation. I'm fed up as hell, and I'm not going to listen anymore. Now, didn't that feel great? Of course not, because you didn't do it. Otherwise, how the hell could you be listening to me now? You're weak and spineless. You're jellyfish. You're nothing but a bunch of sheep. Thank you.
Well, you're listening to Radio Free Long Island.
On WUSB in Stony Brook.
Well, my name's Mike Uhas,
and
eating a pizza.
I'm Eric Orley, and I'm not, because I realize that that doesn't sound too good to you people out there.
Oh, they can't hear me anyway.
All right, so we'd like to remind you, of course, that all opposing viewpoints to the editorial that we heard earlier...
should be directed to, let's say...
program director.
Let's say Long Island Lighting Company or something.
Now, Radio Free Long Island will accept any opposing viewpoints. Just send them in a box to us, and we'll take care of them
here
as
comes
we
one
see
now.
Fit. Well, we'll let that one go where it wants to go. That's not the right line. It's 20 minutes after 2 o'clock, though, and it means 20 minutes after 7 o'clock in the Chinese embassy in Britain.
Why would anybody be up at that time of the morning?
Well, apparently we can draw...
But wait a minute.
We can draw a conclusion.
Wait a minute.
What?
Why the hell are we up at this time of the morning?
Well, it's a different time of the morning there.
That's true.
We're not up at 7 o'clock That's in the true. Morning, ever.
Well, I am.
Okay, maybe you are, but...
I have to get up and go to work.
We're not. All right, I'm going to give you the chance now to babble on by yourself while I answer the phone.
Okay.
See how you like it.
Okay, good. Well, Eric's answering the phone here.
They hung up.
Oh, well, it's too late. They hung up.
How do you like that? Well, in any event, we will be having some sort
of... How was your week this week, Eric?
Coming up. My week this week was pretty
weak. Pretty weak.
Pretty weak, yes.
I had some people call that before from a mass orgy down in Patchogue.
That's why you were on the phone so long. Okay, I understand.
Yeah, I was there in... spirit is not actuality.
Yes.
We still have these Bunky and Spunky plain chocolate candies. Oh, you like the ones with the peanuts in them, but yeah, you can't have any. I can't say the brand name on it, but I guess I can say their slogan is it melts in your mouth and not in your hand.
We can say that it's not L&L's or N&N's, but it's something in between that.
L&N.
Yeah, it's between those, but, you know, everyone knows what we're talking about. If you don't, you're really out of it.
Just like we are at this point.
Yeah.
I got an idea. Why don't we play a record backwards or something for the folks at home?
Why don't we just scratch a needle across a record?
And, okay.
Then we have to pay for it when we totally destroy it.
Yeah, well, you're the musical director here.
Well, let's see what Gary Myrick sounds like going backwards at about 78. Well, there's a space in between songs there. Of course, only us would find out where that space is. I believe the editorial is coming on the phone right now. And that was Gary Myrick for you. Okay,
backwards.
Let's check out this editorial.
In stereo here.
You're on Radio Free Long Island.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I can stand it.
Twice in the same night.
To ship it in, but I've got an opposing viewpoint.
Oh, boy.
Twice in the same night. How do you like that? Son of a gun.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Go ahead with your viewpoint.
I can oppose anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well... Well, hello, are you there?
Exactly matching the period of our national decline.
Coincidence? Hardly. Listen to these other startling facts. One, besides women, only apes undergo a menstrual cycle. Would you let an ape vote? Two, Adolf Hitler's mother menstruated. Three, Genghis Khan's mother menstruated. Four, Joseph Stalin's mother menstruated. Five, Napoleon's mother menstruated. What does this indicate, if not the fact that menstrual madness may even be hereditary? Next, listen to this excerpt from a transcript of an actual conversation held between two women. First woman, when I have that time of the month, I have pain for 2 days before and after. Second woman, sometimes I get pain for a week before and after. First woman, once I had that time of the month for a solid year. Second woman, there are times when I can't see straight unless I take a Valium. Finally, is it not the sign of impaired mental function that women continue to call this plague their friend? The litany of aches, pains, cramps, fevers, and chills goes on and on, leading to a simple conclusion. A woman who menstruates should not and dare not be permitted to vote. It is time that we in America realize that the only way that this nation can restore itself to its former position of world prominence is through the immediate disenfranchisement of all premenopausal women. This has been a Zim Brothers editorial.
Well, that certainly said it all, I guess, didn't it?
Well, what can you say?
I don't know.
I mean, I think Billy Joel really brings it across there.
He sure does. Can I hang up this guy on this guy safely without fear of repercussions?
I guess so.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well,
here's your crusty pizza.
Get away from me.
Oh, that's mine. I see. Okay, fine.
You put it on the number of.
Did you have four or five?
I only had three.
Now, wait a second. Something's wrong here, because I only had three, too.
There's only six slices.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought there was always eight. Seems kind of strange to have only six.
Well, the next pie we order, we'll have to have seven slices.
We can do it.
Once I ordered a pizza cut up in, I think, tens or something like that, but apparently it was too much for them, and they couldn't...
They went out of business.
They couldn't figure out how to do it.
Well, that was cruel of you. We have the Brains on the record here. I understand we have another number in England we want to try.
Do we?
Yeah, we might try it.
Are we going to put it on your bill this time?
Well, the last one didn't count because we never completed the call. It got wiped off your bill, didn't it?
No, it didn't.
Didn't the operator say you could arrange for credit?
Nope. Wasn't her fault that I was given the wrong number.
Yeah, so when you connect to a wrong number, you can get credit for it.
Not in this case, buddy.
Well, I think that's unfair.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, then you pay for it. Okay, yeah, that doesn't bother me. But all right, we'll bill this one to my home phone then, and that's fair. But let's play something from the Brains first, and we'll get to that.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Well, you know, it might be interesting, might not be.
Okay, you're
right.
Listening to Radio Free.
Long, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that was my cue. Radio Free Long Island.
Let's try
and,
that again.
Okay.
You're listening to Radio Free
Long Island.
Miles an hour.
nuclear reactor is about to melt down again. What shall I do?
Mrs. Neutrino, be wise. Call two guys. Yes, Al and Ted. The quantum mechanics will fix that reactor in a jiffy.
Hmm.
Two guys quantum mechanics here. What's that you say? Reactor's about to melt down? Nothing to lose your hair over. Be right there.
Mr. Bumbody just called too. Particle accelerator's on the fritz.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Let's go.
Remember, if your nuclear equipment dies, call two guys. Al and Ted, quantum mechanics.
peace has come to Zimbabwe. How about Managua, Nicaragua?
Oh, mama, mama, look there. The children are playing in the street again. Don't you know what happened down there? A youth of 14 got shot down there. The cocaine guns jammed downtown. Killing clowns with blood money men. Washington Monitor again. Every cell in Chile will tell the cries of the tortured men. Remember the name of David Paul, before the army came. Please remember Victor Jara in the Santiago Stadium. There, there, was Washington bullets again. And in the playoff stakes in 1961, a banner for the playboy in the Cuban sun. For Castro is the color, is a redder than red. But Washington bullets won Castro dead. For Castro is the color, the bullet is a spray of lead. What he thinks of voting communist. Ask the Dalai Lama in the hills of Tibet. How many monks did the Chinese get in a war-torn swamp-stop any mercenary? Check the British bullets in his armory.
Sandinista from The Clash on Radio Free Long Island.
Where else?
I don't know. Where else? Well, something's going on here. We have a phone line hooked up to somewhere. Or a telephone company's doing their best for us. I hope.
I hope so, too.
Okay, looks like we got something now. Okay, we have the embassy in Managua, Nicaragua now. We're going to find out just what Sandinista means to them at 2:41 in the morning on a Friday. Thank you, operator. Do you think anybody's up in the embassy at this time of the morning? It's the same time there as it is here.
Is it?
Yes. Huh.
Yes, is this the embassy in Managua?
Yes, it is.
Good evening. We're calling from Radio Free Long Island, a program on the radio on Long Island, and we'd like to know your opinion on the Sandinista movement. Could you tell us anything?
My opinion on the Sandinista movement?
Yes.
I'm in a position where, because I'm the main security guard here, that I cannot really give an opinion.
Okay, well, maybe you can just tell us some facts then. Have you noticed any changes in the basic lifestyle of the average citizen down there? Tough question. Think about it a little bit.
I've been down here for about a year and 3 months or so. I've seen a change for, I would say, for the better, yeah.
In what way for the better?
What way better? They do a lot of construction, and they're building houses for some of the people. There's a lot to provide more jobs. Most of the people are happy with the revolution, but then there's a lot of discontent, too.
Well, how does the popular support for the government... does there seem to be very much popular support for the Sandinista government?
Well, there's a lot of talk. There's a lot of talk about that. At first, there was a lot of support. And right now, there's... I'd say... They got about, it's all military run. It's a pretty well government supported enforcement. You see a lot of military on the streets, and the military is made up of a lot of kids, I'd say 13, 14 years old.
In the military?
Military and police.
I see. Now, one thing I was curious about is how does the government, the Sandinista government, react to opposing views? At the beginning of the revolution, they said they tolerate any opposing views, be it from the church, from other political groups. Are they holding firm to that?
No.
They're not?
They definitely aren't, because they just arrested the human rights organizer for Nicaragua. I can't remember his name. I guess Frederick, I can't remember his name. He's the director of the human rights for Nicaragua. And he was in Washington, and he made his speech, or his whatever. He gave his report on Nicaragua human rights. And when he came back, they arrested him yesterday. Oh, no, he didn't arrest him. They arrested him this morning.
They arrested his what?
Arrested him. And put him in jail.
Nice. Now, has there been much of a complaint about human rights violations down there since the new government took over?
Well, the people here are not in very good position to complain about the government, because they more or less get some civilians, or I would think that the military in civilian clothes, and they make a ruckus in the back by the military himself, and so like little friends the other day. So like that guy came down from the human rights, he came down to the airport, and he was they wouldn't let him off the plane. The military was down there, and they beat up a bunch of little friends reporters, because and the people that were down there greeting this human rights guy. And they had a big old fight, the military was backing these other civilians that were beating up on these people. Then they went over to Crimson, and they threw a bunch of rocks through the windows and everything, and tore it up a little bit. I don't think they ramshacked the place, but they kind of tore up the building a little bit. And these people were backed by the military. In fact, they went over to the building in the military truck. And then now, in the morning, they see this guy in jail. This guy stands for all the human rights in Nicaragua. But
Is there a how is the government run down there? Is it in any form popular election, or is it pretty much a military dictatorship right now?
Military dictatorship. They cut off all the elections for I think they said 1984, 1985, something like that.
Now, at the beginning of the revolution, they promised, I think, within a year they would have popular elections. Now you say they've pushed that back for a few more years.
Sure did. Looks communist to me.
Were you there during the Somoza regime?
No, I wasn't. I came right after the revolution.
I see. And how does the... you work in the American embassy. How does the embassy in general tend to view the situation? Is it hostile towards the United States? Is it resolvable?
It's hard to say. Because, I'm kind of in a bad spot because I'm a Marine. The Marines are down in the fort and they remember that. And believe it or not, that even though it was a long time ago, they still remember that. So I'm not treated very nicely.
So the people don't look upon the U.S. Marines with much respect, then?
No, they don't. They hate us, as a matter of fact.
Do you see a similar situation as like what happened in Tehran over the last 2 years? Do you think something like that could happen in Nicaragua?
Yeah, anything like that is possible.
Are there demonstrations, government-supported demonstrations against the United States?
No, we've had pretty good protection. They have a special unit here. You know, they call it embassy protection. Embassy security consists of a bunch of 70 trained police that are trained for just protecting the embassy. And every time we call them, they came out. We haven't had any... I was here once, and when we had a demonstration, we had 10,000 people come down here. They put out fires in the mail. I was hanging out in street corners and everything like this, you know, if we're going to demonstrate the American Embassy for such a cause and all that, you know, they advertise it. And we had 10,000 people, and then they stopped. The police stopped them at the corner and took them to a factory, a corporate factory, a union. So we're lucky there. We're kind of splendid there because we've had 10,000 people coming out here. But the only, since I've been here, the only we have been calling in for demonstrations a lot. But the only demonstration that ever went through was a bunch of Americans lately. It happened three times lately. They demonstrated against us for intervention in San Salvador. There wasn't anything hostile. In fact, there was about 11 nuns in this place with the demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
But they were Americans. They weren't Nicaraguans.
All right, sir. I'd like to thank you for talking to us. I'd like to ask you one last question, though. Do you think this government has a chance of surviving?
I think this government has a chance of surviving.
Excuse me?
As far as military power, it's pretty strong. I think it's going to be kind of hard for anybody to come in here and overthrow it, but it's a major country.
Well, I was thinking more of an internal revolution. Do you think that's possible again?
They pretty well quelled the private sector, pretty much. I think they got things pretty well in hand as far as that goes. I really don't think that they're going to get overthrown because they got too much strength right now because they're backed by Cuba and by Russia. They got all kinds of equipment that I've seen.
Uh-huh.
I think it'd be kind of hard for any kind of revolutionary force to come in here and take over. It'd be really hard.
Okay, well, we'd like to thank you again. Would you like to tell us your name?
Not really. I don't think so.
Okay, we can understand that. Okay, once again, thank you, and best of luck to you down there in Managua.
Okay.
Bye. Well, that was certainly interesting. What do you think of that, man?
That was really certainly interesting.
Okay, that was a security guard.
Head security guy.
Head security guard in Managua, Nicaragua, talking about the Sandinista movement and the effect it's had on the citizens down there. Some good, some bad. We'll see how it works out, I guess. Radio Free Long Island
continues.
8 minutes to 3 o'clock. Some Sandinista from The Clash.
Me out harder than the rest, and I work the best for my life. It's on delivery, then we see that it's hard. Quite the same. You're different from morning when you were the rain. But everywhere I looked, all over the city, they're running out of bars. Someone stopped for a full time, driving one of those cars.
Bye.
That's enough now.
We're tired of listening to you.
The Clash on USB. I don't know which singer that was. That certainly isn't a regular member of the band, I don't think, anyway. We heard a tune called Broadway. That comes from, I think, side four of that three-record set, Sandinista.
Why don't we listen to Joan Armatrading?
Joan Armatrading. Hey, give us a call. We're going to be leaving very soon, and let us know what you think of Radio Free Long Island, 246-7901.
Volume 3.
Volume what?
Radio Free Long Island, Volume 3.
Okay, 257-45.
Of goods, also work on the movement of capital, also work on the movement of human beings, as if we were so many cattle. Bother, why not?
leave it alone, they say. Every man wants to retire to a place he can call his own. Those grim travelers in dark skies, they see the beauty, makes them cry inside. It makes them angry, and they don't know why. Richer than a rose, blooms against the backdrop of somebody's white clothes. Bitter little girls and boys from the Red Army underground, they'd blow away Karl Marx if he had the nerve to come around. They're just grim travelers in dawn skies. They see the beauty, makes them cry inside. It makes them angry, and they don't know why. They are grim travelers in dumb skies. Smokestacks. Trucks butt each other to establish dominance. The newspaper next to me leans over and says matter-of-factly, "Sacred mountain towers above meadows, and above us grim travelers in dawn skies. I see the beauty. It makes me cry inside. It makes me angry, and I don't know why. We are grim travelers in dawn
Bruce Coburn. That's off his Humans album, his most recent release.
Fine record.
Of course. Well, all of his stuff is fine. We're still waiting on some of his older stuff to come in.
This is a very nice record. I've listened to it all the way through, and just about every track. It's amazing how much meaning he carries in his lyrics. It's something to listen to.
And plus, it's fun to listen to as well.
It is. Good music. Before that, we heard from Joan Armour Trading, How Cruel, from
that half album.
Half album.
That's very right. It's semi-cylindrical. It's a semicircle.
Well, if you put your needle on the other side, you won't go anywhere.
Sure, it'll go into the center.
It'll go all the way around, but you won't hear anything.
That's right.
Crackling of records.
Which is what you're going to hear in a minute.
Well, you'll be hearing crackling of static very soon, because WUSB Stony Brook actually has reached the end of its broadcast
just about.
Day. Just about, actually about 5 minutes late, but the static is going to wait. It's in the background. It's waiting for us to get to it. Listen, we've had a lot of fun tonight on Radio Free Long Island. We've done quite a bit of things, spoken to a lot of people from all over the place.
Yep.
Who did we speak to tonight? We spoke to just recently a gentleman in Managua, Nicaragua, about the revolution.
The head Marine down there.
The head security guard.
Yeah, well, he was a Marine.
Who happened to be a Marine. We talked mistakenly to somebody in the Chinese embassy in England.
London, because we thought the number was for a payphone in the tubes.
That's about as wrong as you can get, I think.
Yes.
Chinese embassy, wonderful.
We're going to have to get Frank for that.
We will. We had reports from Harry Reasonable.
Yeah, that was good.
Somewhere in Long Island, and also from
Sydney Schreiber.
Sydney Schreiber down in...
With any luck, he'll be back again next week. It's if he can fish his mic out of the ocean.
He's probably still down there trying to get that mic out of the Atlantic Ocean.
I hope the tide doesn't come in.
I have to admit, the guy did that with style. And he said he was going to throw Sydney in after the mic. I wonder if he ever did that.
I wonder. Well, let's go down to Smith Point and check it out.
I'm into it.
What? Go ahead.
Hey, sounds like fun.
As long as you're driving, your yogurt turned color.
Yeah, I didn't finish it. I'm proud to say... My God, that's disgusting.
It's because there's no refrigerator in this radio station.
It looks like there are ice cubes. There are ice cubes in there. Who put ice cubes in my yogurt?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I put them in there.
Yeah, because I wanted to use my weird sense of humor.
I wanted to use my pizza cup for... That's right, pizza cup. The cup that came with the pizza. It came with ice in it with the soda.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to use that for a glass of water because I was exceptionally thirsty. Exceptionally.
So you poured the ice into my yogurt. Well, it doesn't matter anyway.
Well, you weren't going to eat it anyway.
Right, it doesn't matter. But, well, that pretty much shows you what I think of it.
Some upcoming events here on campus.
Okay.
Deep within the Health Science Center at the State University of New York at Stony Brook, the most terrifying experiment in the history of science is out of control. Altered cats.
Coming soon to a theater near you. Quarks again, honey?
I'm sorry. You know we're out of neutrinos.
I know. I don't have any gluons.
Why don't you call the Fermi National Accelerator Lab? They say those men have plenty of gluons.
Maybe I should call Fermi National Accelerator Lab.
Yes, the people at Fermi National Accelerator Lab can fill all your subatomic particle needs. If you require anything from alpha particles to pi mesons, just give us a call. Call 480-3991. Say, don't forget, send before midnight Tuesday. Our operator is standing by at 480-9311. Call us collect at 480-3911. Do it now!
Now. Right now. Don't forget that number, which we won't repeat because we repeated it already. Mike, I almost forgot we did something else tonight that... most people don't do. We called the White House Collect, or attempted to call the White House
Collect.
That's true. And they wouldn't accept the charges. Mm-hmm. So we determined from that a poor person could not complain to President Reagan about the economic status of the country and his plans for the future. Very interesting.
It is.
That was your idea. Mm. So I have to hand it to you.
Well, yeah. Well, it's true.
I really have to hand it to you, and here it is.
The old yogurt with the ice in it. Turn my mic down for a moment, too.
Turn your mic down for a moment? You're not going to do something disgusting, are you?
Okay.
All right, that wasn't too bad.
I just had to do the same thing you do.
Oh, copycat, I see. What? Oh, well,
turn the mic down.
Sorry, I didn't get to it quick enough.
At this point in time, radio station WUSB
will be leaving the air, and we'll be back tomorrow morning with all sorts of things. I'd like to remind you to tune in tomorrow at noon for my man Lister with the greatest in reggae music. And, of course, Felix after that with some salsa at 3:30. And all sorts of other good things coming your way throughout Saturday. So stay tuned to USB. You don't have to stay tuned to us now unless you like static. It can be interesting. It can be kind of hypnotic and... little advanced preview from Mike Juhas there.
We don't send out test patterns.
I think it's time, I think it's time to hit the button pretty soon, though.
Well, should we say who we are?
Well, we should say who we are and what we did. Well, we did say what we did.
We are.
We are Radio Free Long Island. That's what we are.
Specifically.
Specifically, I'm Eric Corley.
And I am Mike Juhas.
It's been a real pleasure, folks. We'll see you
a
again.
Pleasure and a privilege.
We'll see you again next Friday at 12 o'clock, actually next Saturday morning at 12:02. Be with us.
Blinded.
Or we'll find you.
And this is WUSB, Stony Brook.
So long, folks.